Om, Book 1, Canto 2, The Issue, top of page 15. As in a mystic and dynamic dance, a priestess of immaculate ecstasies, inspired and ruled from truth's revealing vault, moves in some prophet cavern of the gods, a heart of silence in the hands of joy, inhabited with rich creative beats, a body like a parable of dawn that seemed a niche for veiled divinity, or golden temple door to things beyond. Immortal rhythms swayed in her time-bound steps. Her look, her smile awoke celestial sense. Even in earth stuff and their intense delight poured a supernal beauty on men's lives. A wide self-giving was her native act, a magnanimity as of sea or sky, enveloped with its greatness all that came and gave a sense as of a greatened world. Her kindly care was a sweet temperate sun, her high passion, a blue heaven's equipoise. As might a soul fly like a hunted bird, escaping with tired wings from a world of storms, and a quiet reach like a remembered breast, in a haven of safety and splendid soft repose, one could drink life back in streams of honey fire, recover the lost habit of happiness, feel her bright nature's glorious ambience, and preen joy in her warmth and colors rule. A deep of compassion, a hushed sanctuary, her inward help unbarred a gate in heaven. Love in her was wider than the universe. The whole world could take refuge in her single heart. The great unsatisfied Godhead here could dwell, vacant of the dwarf self's imprisoned air. Her mood could harbor his sublimer breath, spiritual that can make all things divine. For even her gulfs were secrecies of light. At once she was the stillness and the word, a continent of self-diffusing peace, an ocean of untrembling virgin fire. The strength, the silence of the gods were hers. In her he found a vastness like his own, his high, warm, subtle ether he refound, and moved in her as in his natural home. In her he met his own eternity. Till then, no mournful line had barred this ray. On the frail breast of this precarious earth, since her orbed sight in its breath-fastened house, opening in sympathy with happier stars, where life is not exposed to sorrowful change, remembered beauty death-claimed lids ignore, and wondered at this world of fragile forms, carried on canvas strips of shimmering time, the impunity of unborn mites was hers. Although she leaned to bear the human load, her walk kept still the measure of the gods. Earth's breath had failed to stain that brilliant glass. Unsmeared with the dust of our mortal atmosphere, it still reflected heaven's spiritual joy. Almost they saw who lived within her light, her playmate in the sempiternal spheres, descended from its unattainable realms, in her attracting advent's luminous wake, the white fire dragon bird of endless bliss, drifting with burning wings above her days. Heaven's tranquil shield guarded the mission child. A glowing orbit was her early term, years like gold raiment of the gods that pass. Her youth sat throned in calm felicity, but joy cannot endure until the end. There is a darkness in terrestrial things that will not suffer long, too glad a note.